Today's date is December 20th, 2012. Time is approximately 0600 hours. This will be an attempt to interview regarding Special Assignments Case 12-031. I don't know, but man, I sure should have got him because it startled me. Lights are on, but I don't see anybody. Police, how you doing? Is he here? Can you ask him to come to the door? Okay, thanks. He's on the sofa.
He's here if you guys want to walk up.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm with the, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
They're getting him right now, so.
Actually, that one's
stand by.
Hey, I'm here to talk about the incident that happened. I'm with the district attorney's office.
Yeah.
Would you mind talking with me outside here so we don't have to wake everybody else up?
I'm going to go somewhere else, or?
No, just downstairs. Yeah. Watch your step. Here, let's just talk over here. Turn my light out here so I can see what I'm doing. This is my card, and I'm with the district attorney's office. And this is my partner, Leo Rodriguez from the Santa Ana Police Department. The reason I came and talked to you this early was because we've come by here several times trying to talk to everybody that's either living up there or any of these houses. Just trying to get an idea of what happened here the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Were you home then?
When this happened?
Yeah. Were you out here, or were you upstairs, or where were you?
I was out here.
You were out here?
Yeah.
What did you see?
Pretty much everything.
So what did you see?
I seen running, I seen a cop shoot him.
You were upstairs?
Right
or?
Here.
Okay, so when you first realized something was going on, where were you?
Standing right here.
Right here next to this door on the garage here?
Yeah, standing right here. No, what do you mean when something was going on?
Well,
the police officers were involved, or?
Yeah, like when this whole thing came to your attention that something was going on, where were you?
I was walking right here.
Okay.
I was going upstairs to get the keys. I was going to be on the 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
Because I told him to get out of here. He broke the window up here.
And when you say he, who do you mean?
Not so.
Okay.
Because he was out of frustration. He was arguing with his wife.
Okay.
And he told me to go upstairs with the keys for my mom. Because I told him to just get out of here, man. I don't know. Yeah, no, you're not good friends. Your children in jail.
Okay. So what happened after that?
He said, all right, I need to get the fuck out of here. And then he walks. He walks that way. As soon as I walk up, trying to go upstairs, he runs back. He's running. He said, fucking cops. He jumps over the brick fence between those trash cans.
Over those trash cans?
Yeah.
He went over that.
There's no cops in the back here yet.
Okay.
And then he jumped the fence, right? And the cops come in slowly with the gun and the flashlight.
Okay.
And I'm wearing the same hoodie, standing right there. And they're pointing at me, and one officer says, that's not him. He's wearing a t-shirt. They continue to go. And the other guy thought he was back there.
Who's that?
I believe we talked to you guys already.
Was that the guy that answered the door?
No.
Okay. So where was he standing?
Over there, that tool shack. There.
Over here?
Yeah.
Or back there?
The trees at, right there. Exactly right there. Where you point with the table.
Right here?
At.
Okay. Back in that corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, and then I walked. So then they see it over here. They point a flashlight. And you realize it's not him. I knocked a beer bottle over here. There was a beer bottle here. I knocked it down on accident.
You did?
Yeah, I walked back.
You were walking?
I walked back. The cops turned the flashlights and gun towards me. I realized it was just me knocking it down. So then at that time, I walked middle of the stairs right here. Comes over here, top like, three steps ahead top of me.
Mm-hmm.
And one officer leaves. The other one's looking, and then finally between that garage and the brick wall.
This garage here and the brick wall?
The next door neighbor's garage.
Oh, back there in the corner?
Yeah.
Well, let's go back there and show me what you're talking about. Watch your step. Okay, so where? Back over here?
See that, where that wood fence is at?
Okay.
Between the garage and the brick wall fence.
Okay, so what happens over there?
Now, remember, I'm up here now.
Okay.
I don't know how the heck he got over there, to tell you the truth. I just don't know how.
Who, Ignacio. How he got, so he was on the other side of that wood between the wall and the garage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last time I seen him, he jumped the fence. I thought he was gone.
So you saw him go over like the middle of this fence?
Yeah, I thought he was gone.
Okay.
I don't know how he got over there. To tell you the truth, I don't. I seen the cops and the cops on, get out with your hands up. When I seen him, I didn't see him how he got on top of the brick wall because he was walking on top of the brick wall.
Uh-huh.
He was walking towards the cop with his hands up. I heard him slur at the cops. Fuck you motherfuckers. And after as soon as he said fuck you motherfuckers at the end, pop, 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 three times. He falls over the brick wall.
Okay, so he was up on top of the wall like walking?
Yeah.
Like balancing?
He had his hands up. I don't know how the heck he was doing that, but he had his hands up.
Okay.
And the cop was right here.
And you said he was slurring his speech?
No, he said a few motherfuckers. The cop was right here. Like this.
So the cop was on the ground right here?
He had a pistol ready and his flashlight like this.
Okay, but he was standing on the ground, not on the bench?
He had one leg up.
Oh, okay.
And then as soon as this happened, I tell his mom.
Uh-huh.
They shot him. She who shot him? The cops. So his wife comes out crying. We go out the driveway to see if we can see him from over this fence over here. See that?
Uh-huh.
It's barred right here.
Right.
There's already police officers right there and they didn't let us go through.
Okay.
So you can't go right there. Then I go looking for his mom. His mom was on that side of the hospital trying to, like, because he was over here, I guess. They were trying to let us go over there. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let us go over there. And then more officers came. They put the tape on. They wouldn't let us come back into the house. And I was like, why? So this is a crime scene investigation. And then
I told them, oh, I seen everything. And they're like, oh, you seen everything? Come here and take your information. And his mom told me, don't tell him nothing. I'm going to talk to her lawyer first. To his lawyer. And the cops then. And that was never let us come back into the house. Okay. Standing outside for like 2 hours. Okay. Until we figure somewhere to go to sleep at.
Okay. So getting back to, let's kind of recap here because I'm still a little confused. So at first, you see him leave. He says he's going to leave, and you see him walk down the driveway, right?
Yeah.
Out of sight? Or did he get in a car?
All right. I hear him. He breaks the window as soon as he gets out the house. I told his mom, lock the door, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to him. And then I'm going to get some air, come over and smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
As soon as I see him go back up, banging on the door, let him back in. I told him, hey, just calm down, man. You have to go, man. You want someone to call the cops on you.
Right.
He said, all right, I need to get the fuck out of here. As soon as he tells me I need to get the fuck out of here, I'm where the back of the bike is at. I walk towards the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
He says, mom, meet me at 7-Eleven. Tell my mom to give me the keys. I'll pick you up later.
So you're going to meet him at the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Okay. So then he walks away?
He walks away. As soon as he walks away, he's running back already, man.
Okay, so when he walked...
I guess he's seen the cops in front of the driveway, or I don't know. I cannot tell you when he made contact with the cop. But
okay.
As soon as he tells me, I'll meet you soon, man, he's running back fast.
Okay. Let's go back to where the window gets broken. Where were you when the window broke?
Yes, beside him.
Standing next to him?
Yeah.
And how did he...
Like walking outside the house.
Oh, so you were both coming out of the house?
And we closed the door.
Okay. And then how does he break the window? So did he have anything in his hand when he broke it? Okay. So he broke the window, and then you guys came down the stairs?
No. He broke the window. Uh-huh. He came down the stairs. He's heated, huh?
Oh, he came down by himself?
He's heated, yeah.
Okay. And then he comes down the stairs, then what do?
I come down here. I watch what he's doing. He goes to the front of the vehicle. His truck.
Mm-hmm.
Opens the door, closes it. He's checking if the keys are inside. He wanted to leave. It was like, boom, open the door, no keys, close it. And I was making sure that.
Okay, so.
Then that's when he came back upstairs. That was.
He went to his car, and then the keys aren't there, so he comes back.
Yeah.
And he asks you to ask his mom for the keys?
No. He goes upstairs knocking.
Oh, okay. And then what?
Tell them that I'm in.
Yeah, do they let him in?
No.
Okay.
That's why I told him you need to get out of here, man.
And where were you when you told him you need to get out of here?
I waited for him to come back downstairs.
Okay.
So remember, I was smoking a cigarette?
Right.
Came back downstairs, I told him, before you need to get the fuck out of here, man.
Okay, so when you tell him that, where are you? Are you...
Right in front of the stairs, right here. Right here between that, in front of the door of this garage right here.
Okay. So he comes back down, you tell him that, and then he heads down the driveway, and where did you go?
I stood right there.
You stayed there?
Starting to walk to the go get the keys for his mom, and boom, he's running back.
Okay.
I didn't even have a chance to walk upstairs because he's already running back.
Okay. So he disappears out of sight, right? You didn't see him go back to his car or where he went, right? He walked down the driveway, and then next thing you know, he's running back through here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as he does, the cops are they right on his heels or what?
No, he's already over the brick wall fence before the cops even make contact with him.
Oh, okay. So
the cops came in here slowly,
uh-huh.
Guns drawn already, with flashlights.
Okay.
Slowly, like, making sure, because it was dark back then.
Right. Okay, so he comes running through, he jumps the wall. You saw him jump the wall, like, was it like going right up this path and over the wall?
Not much.
Okay, so you saw him go over the wall.
Over the wall.
Okay.
And the cops didn't know where he was at. Because they didn't know where he was at. They wouldn't point the guns at him.
Right. Well, and then like you said, it was dark back here. They don't know what's back here, right? Okay, so he comes through, comes up the path, goes over the wall, and then you don't see where he goes after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the cops come into the yard.
Slowly, guns drawn out.
Okay.
Point the guns at me. Realize it's not me.
Cops and were you still at the at the end of the garage there?
Where the door's at.
Where the door on the garage is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then back goes upstairs. And it goes from there on, man. And then I had to knock the beer bottle down. There was a beer bottle with the garage, and I was walking back, and I knocked it down.
So where was this beer bottle at?
Between the bricks and the crack on the floor.
And the crack in the floor?
Between the brick and the concrete, you see?
On the grass?
The brick trail?
Yeah. So it's at the edge
where,
of the...
See where the hose and the brick?
Yeah.
Everything's at right there, the brick and the concrete?
Right.
Right?
Right, it was there. Right in there.
Between the...
So when you knocked it over, were you coming out this way towards the back of the yard or up towards the house?
I'm just walking back.
Back towards the...
Passed me by and I just walked back.
Walking...
Stayed towards the house, but like just take a couple steps back and...
Oh, okay. So you weren't like going anywhere, you just took a step back, but you were still watching the cops?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after that, I just ran to walk to the middle of the stairs.
Okay, so you... The beer bottle knocks over... you watched the cops for like how long? Just roughly. I mean, I'm just trying to get an idea how long all this has taken.
Top of my head. Watch them do what though?
Well, I'm sorry?
Watch them do what?
No, from the time they come in, you take your couple steps back while you're watching them come into the yard.
Yeah.
And the beer bottle falls down and then they look back at you. And then you said you went up the stairs.
To the middle of the stairs, yeah.
Yeah. How long did it take to do that? Because it seems like that would take a little while. You weren't interested in what they were doing out here?
This all happened in a matter of seconds.
Okay.
Because what business do I have going behind a cop?
Well, no, I'm not saying follow him. I'm just saying did you stand there and watch what was going on?
So you go to the stairs, you can see everything in this corner.
Okay. And was it from the very top or was it?
Middle.
From the middle of the stairs?
See, one pole, two pole, three pole. Before you hit the fourth one on the top, the middle one.
Oh, okay. So that's where you were standing.
Yeah.
And then you saw, how many cops were back here at that time?
Two. In the beginning, there was two, and then one left. I don't know where he went.
Okay.
One stood right here with his gun drawn, and that's after the shooting.
Uh-huh.
Outside, there's millions of cops.
Okay.
A bunch of cops.
Okay, so the one stays in the yard, the other one goes somewhere else. You don't know where he went, right? The one that stays in the yard, what do you see him do in the yard while you're up there on the stairs?
Looking
around in here?
Yeah.
In this, all the chairs and everything in here?
All there in this corner, and then they find him over there. And that's when he tells him, come out with your hands up. And he backs up and has his gun. He has his gun drawn the whole time.
Okay. So he tells him, come out with your hands up. The cop backs up to the tree here with the little bench next to it.
He has 1 foot on top of it.
Okay. And then what is it you see after that?
He cusses the cops out. Cusses the cops out.
Ignacio does?
Yeah, he never puts his hands down. He just cusses the cops out. And boom, boom, boom.
Okay, so Ignacio's up on top of this block wall, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He falls over after they shoot him.
Okay. Do you know, had he been drinking that night?
He had a couple beers.
Okay. Did he have them here or did he have them somewhere else?
He had them here.
Okay. And when you say a couple beers, how many would you say that is? One, two, three?
One.
That you saw?
Big ones.
One big one?
And then he left the other one upstairs. One big one.
One big one? Okay, so the cop tells him to come out with his hands up. You see him walking on top of this block wall.
Yeah, like 2.5, almost 3 steps, man.
Okay, and his hands are up?
His hands are up.
Are they up above his head or are they out of his sight?
Like this.
Okay. And then he's walking towards the cop, and where does, in relation to that wood fence right there that goes between the garage and the wall, mm-hmm. where is he in relation to that wood fence when you hear see the cop shoot him?
Right about to the end of this washing machine. See, there's 2 washing machines. He takes 2.5, almost 3 steps.
Is there 2 washing machines there?
Yeah.
The white thing there, right?
Yeah.
He's about at the white thing there?
At the end of it.
At the closest end or the far end?
Closest end, this one.
Closest towards us?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's right there, and he's still standing on top of the wall?
2.5 steps, and then he gets shot. He's shot over, right?
Okay, and then he gets shot while he's standing on top of the wall?
Yeah.
Okay, and his hands are over his head?
Hands over his head.
Okay. And what was it that you said that You heard him say to the cops?
F you motherfuckers. Fuck you motherfuckers.
And did he say that before or after he was shot?
Right before when he got shot. Like right, but as soon as his F you motherfuckers at death, boom, 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 boom. And he was on the floor cussing still. I don't know what he was saying. When he got shot, but you could hear him screaming from up there. I just hear the cops telling him don't move. And when he's on the ground screaming.
Okay, so just so I let me step around you here real quick so I can get over. I want to get over there by that washing machine. Okay, so you're saying that the officer is standing by this tree with 1 foot on the bench, 1 foot on the ground, and how far? You said that Ignacio was like right at the end of this washing machine.
Getting
on the wall.
The end of the washing machine before hitting the tree.
Okay, where did you first see him on the wall? How far did he travel on that wall?
I just seen him standing up on top of the wall and said, "Get up with your hands up."
So he was just standing still when you saw him. You didn't see him walking on the wall.
I seen him walk 2 or 3 steps,
okay.
Man.
Oh, 2 or 3 steps. Okay.
2.5, 3 steps.
Would you say that is about 6 feet from here to the washer?
About 6 feet. From here to the beginning of the washer, about 6 feet. Yeah.
Now, you said Beto was out here? So Beto went upstairs when he came running through?
No, he was at the top. Remember, the doors were locked the whole time.
The doors were locked?
I told you, son, we brought him out the house.
Right.
The doors.
But I thought you said Beto was out here.
He was out here.
Oh, okay. That's what
he,
I'm saying.
He when the cops pointed, they came in here slowly.
Uh-huh.
They check who's who, right? Check it out. Who was he? He didn't realize he's just nobody else. Somebody
right.
Else. He went 3 steps above me on the stairs.
Oh, so you both went up the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay, but he went to the top?
Steps.
He didn't go in because it was locked?
Nobody went in.
Okay.
So he broke the window, so I had to tell him that they shot him. I had to stick my hand and say they shot him.
Okay. Do you remember what he was wearing that night?
A red hoodie.
What's that?
A red hoodie.
A red hoodie. Does he live here or does he just hang out here?
He lives here. I don't know if he took out his boat.
What kind of car does he drive?
He wants to work with his brother, touches on the wall.
Does he live upstairs where you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised you guys. 110 days came looking for me.
We were here yesterday.
Morning?
Later. Well, we were here in the afternoon, but we were in the morning too.
Oh. I had a day off.
Oh, you'd normally be gone right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
What time do you start work?
6. So I leave, catch the bus stop, be there. I had to be at the bus stop at 5:20.
Okay. You got anything else?
So where are you working
at? Whatever it is.
Okay.
I was in San Luis too, right?
When you say you heard the officers tell him, come out with your hands up, right? What else did you hear the officers tell him? I heard there was more conversation.
That's all I heard.
That's all you heard.
I was over here.
How many times did you tell him?
One time.
Just one time. Come out your hands up.
I didn't hear if he said anything else. I heard him say, when he had his hands up walking before they shot him, F you mother effers. That's the last thing I heard him say. He's screaming over here.
So when he was walking this way, you heard him say, F you mother.
Fuck you.
How many times did you hear that? One time. What else did
Ignacio
say?
He was on the ground screaming.
But up here?
Nothing. I didn't hear something.
Okay. And you saw him just appear from that side walking this way?
If you stare from the garage, from up there, you see. I don't know how he pulled himself up because the garage is in the way, but once he's up, you can see him.
But did you see him actually pull himself up from this little alcove here? Or was he already on the wall when you saw him walking this way?
In the corner over here. Because they were in there screaming with the cops.
Oh, like...
You could come out with your hands up.
Well, they knew he was in there. Okay.
And by in there, you're talking about inside this little alcove area, right?
Yeah.
Between the garage and the wall?
Yeah. And they were okay. On the other side of the fence. Okay. And, let's see. 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 come back.
Had you been drinking that night?
I didn't drink.
You didn't. You didn't have any alcohol that night.
I didn't drink.
Okay.
Tobacco.
Okay.
So you were. You were. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Third bowl. So you guys have to come talk to me again. You guys want to come here?
Yeah. You have a cell phone number? I don't want to bother you here if you don't
no,
like that.
I don't want to get bothered at work.
Well, I'm not going to bother you there either.
My boss is Jehovah's Witness.
Oh,
is he? What's your cell phone number? Oh, you get text messages too?
Yeah, but I could receive calls and you won't be able to hear me.
Okay.
How long have you known that, Ignacio?
See, I lived here. I used to live across the street. Parents. 7 to 13. I knew him at the time. But we all lived.
Well, are you related to him?
Just friends.
Just friends.
Because I'm really far, so back in the town. They left far than I left to Riverside. Somehow I ended up. Grandpa's across the street.
Are you guys good friends?
We're good friends.
Yeah.
Just he brought up in San Diego about 10 years.
What's your date of birth? What year?
80.
And your number again? Because I don't remember. Is it? Yeah, if we need to get a hold of you, I won't come here. I don't want to bother you.
It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I just, the only place I was concerned about bother is at work.
No, we won't bother you at work. How long have you worked there?
Going on 4 months.
Oh, really?
Joking,
right.
I got the opportunity there.
Just one more question. When you first saw Ignacio walking this way, at any point did you lose sight of him? Just kept looking. You saw the whole.
I thought, oh man, we got him. He's going back to fucking jail.
Sorry?
I thought in my head, fuck, they got him. He's going back to jail, man. Yeah. Just what I told him.
Okay.
I never expected to shoot him.
You said that the cops tried to talk to you that night, and his mom said, "Don't. I'm going to get a lawyer. Don't talk to him."
Don't say nothing to him.
Okay. Have you? Did she get a lawyer?
Yeah.
Have you talked to the lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did he tell you to say?
He said, if you know the truth, just say the truth. You're not making up a story.
Okay. Okay.
And I was... They told me that you guys should talk to me as soon as that thing happened. Everything.
Well, they did try to talk to you as soon as it happened.
I think you left or something.
I didn't leave. How long? 7, 2 hours.
Well, yeah, but you told them you wouldn't talk to him, didn't you?
I think that's true.
Well, then what are they going to do? They're not going to keep hounding you. They're not going to be rude to you. So, and if you don't go back to them after you tell them I don't want to talk to you, then how do they know you want to talk to them? You know, you gotta. They're going by what you last said.
Because I'm seeing what it says in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
garbage.
Well, we don't know until we check. I mean, I've talked to several people already, and they tell a completely different story than yours. So that's why we go out and check, because people have different perspectives.
It's our job.
So, you know, we don't just take one person's word for it and say, okay, that's what happened, and this is why, because we get conflicting stories. So, you know, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you talking with us, because otherwise we don't know what you saw, you know.
Well, if we have any more questions, we'll contact you by phone.
So, okay.
Is that the only number you got? You had another number.
That's all.
Okay.
Like I said, like if you guys call me, I won't be able to hear you, but if it goes to Facebook voicemail, if you guys need to get in contact with your voicemail, I'll run to Facebook.
Okay. And then what time do you usually leave for work in the morning? About 5:20. Okay. All right, man. Well, you got my card. If you think of something that I didn't ask you, or something I should know, or you know, you talk to somebody and they say they saw something, then give them my number or give me a call and let me know. Okay. All right, man. I appreciate your time. Well, let me go look at the stairs. Yeah. Hey, can you go stand on the stairs where you were? Someone left the purse downstairs. It's not yours, is it? Yeah. So you were right about here?
Yep. See how you can see. You wouldn't see how he got up in the garage.
Okay. And then you said he was about to the tree when he got shot? On the wall? Right. Okay. All right, man. Appreciate your time. Take care. Enjoy your day off. The end of the interview is 6:36 hours. Yeah.